You are a movie star.
Yes. Yes, movie, I should be doing movies.
Yeah. Bill Murray plays Bob Harris, a middle-aged American matinee idol in Tokyo to film a whiskey commercial.
For relaxing times, make it Suntory time.
Cut! 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 時間がないんだよ。ね、パッションが。カメラ、テンション上げて。
With intensity.
Is that everything? It seemed like he said more than that.
As the film's title suggests, more than Bob's work is lost in translation. Besides the language barrier, he's suffering from the insomnia that afflicts many international travelers. And, Murray explains, Bob is lonely.
He didn't have his world. And it's just a shock of consciousness where all of a sudden you're stuck with yourself. That's what it is. When you go to a foreign country, truly foreign, there is a major shock of consciousness that comes on you where you're just, you really see that, oh God, it's just me now here. You know, there's no neighbors, no friends, no phone calls, just room service.
You having a nice time?
Can you keep a secret? I'm trying to organize a prison break. I'm looking for, like, an accomplice. We'd have to first get out of this bar, then the hotel, then the city, and then the country. Are you in or are you out?
I'm in.
Late at night, or early in the morning, in the hotel bar, Bob meets a young American newlywed accompanying her husband on a business trip, Charlotte, played by Scarlett Johansson.
I don't think Charlotte feels totally lost in Tokyo. She knows where she's going, but I think because she feels so vulnerable and confused and overwhelmed in her life, being in that environment just adds to the craziness.
Charlotte and Bob become friends, helping each other cope. There's clearly an attraction between the two, but unlike so many screen relationships, this one does not lead to romance or intimacy. Johansson says that would have been wrong for these characters and this story.
You have this feeling that they'd wake up and they'd look at each other and go, why did we do that? Everything's different. Why did we ruin what we had, you know? It just wasn't right. My character is in love with her husband. And it just, you know, it just wasn't appropriate. It wasn't right. It didn't feel right. And it was never a question.
I think that would just become a whole other movie. So I wanted it to be about that kind of relationship that's on the verge of something but doesn't turn into that.
Writer-director Sofia Coppola says Lost in Translation was inspired by her own experiences on international trips, often with her father, Oscar-winning filmmaker Francis Ford Coppola.
It came from all my trips to Japan. I went to Tokyo a bunch and stayed in that hotel and had different experiences there. And so it definitely came from just kind of my observations of being in Tokyo and then, yeah, what I was thinking about. I definitely relate to those parts of me in both Bill Murray's character and Scarlett's character.
Like her critically acclaimed debut film, The Virgin Suicides, Lost in Translation is a detailed character study. And Coppola says she wrote the Bob character specifically for Bill Murray.
He's just who I imagined when I was writing the script. I always was a fan of his and wanted to work with him. He just has such a great combination of being hysterically funny and then kind of this tragic, heartbreaking face and expressions, and I, you know, wanted the character to have that emotion and then also be funny to watch in that situation in Tokyo. I wanted to see him in a kimono and misunderstanding.
Murray says he was flattered, but it took reading the script to convince him it was a good role for him to play.
Usually when people say they've written something for you, it's not good news. It's usually disturbing. It's sort of like, I've made you a quilt, you know. You're usually not going to like it, you know. It's very rare. And a lot of people have said they've written something with me in mind, and it turns out that a lot of the lines are my lines from old movies, you know. It's not that fun. But this is the only time anyone's ever written something that I wanted to do and that was so well executed.
I just don't know what I'm supposed to be.
You'll figure that out. The more you know who you are and what you want, the less, you know, things upset you.
Bill Murray is nominated for a Best Actor Oscar for Lost in Translation, which also earned Sofia Coppola screenwriting and directing nods, as well as a coveted place among the 5 Best Picture nominees. Lost in Translation also features Giovanni Ribisi and Anna Faris, and it was filmed on location in Tokyo. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.